Okay, well, most of you guys kind of know where the Everharts have been for the past 3 years, but if you don't, we moved down here and we have some tax business stores, and they have been struggling for 3 years, and we have been living on fumes for 3 years, and it's been really hard. But yet our bills have always been paid, and we've always felt the Lord. But we've come to a point now where we feel like we need to leave and move to Kansas, where there's work and one of our sister churches. And so that was the plan a week ago. And even this week, Roger got a call from Border Patrol, and they want to keep moving on his paperwork, which kind of stumps us because that could take months. Should we spend all this money moving only to move back? And where do we go here? Where do we go there? You know, so we're just kind of upside down right now. And, you know, even our many children are kind of looking at us going, wait a minute, I thought we were leaving. Wait a minute, are we staying? Are we going? Are we leaving? Which, you know, so it's been really hard. And I mean, even now in 2 weeks, I don't know if I'm putting my stuff in storage and taking a suitcase to Kansas or if I'm not going at all to Kansas. If Border Patrol will take 1 week or if it'll take 3 months, we're just perplexed. So I think it's gotten extra hard for me in the past couple weeks. And I think it was yesterday even. I'm getting dressed. I pulled open my sock drawer and pulled out a pair of socks, and I just had one of those tearful moments because my socks have holes in them. And it seems insignificant, but it's like, you know, when finances are tight, some things get neglected. And I just had one of those moments like, I don't even have socks without holes in them, God. But I put on my socks and I was fine. Sorry. And even later that day, Roger was putting some stuff in the trailer. He had stuff going on that day, and he was going to go over to our we rented our house out. We own a home, and we rented it out to save money. And he was going to go over and fix the swamp cooler for the season. And I was just standing there talking to him even then and overwhelmed with details and uncertainty. And I even said out loud, God sees me. And that's all I said. And I was just processing because that's in Genesis. It says, God is a God who sees me. And so when he came home, he said, oh, our renter, she gave me a box of stuff. And I said, but we're moving. And he goes, I know, I told her that. We're moving. But she said, oh, your kids will love it. It's just a box full of all kinds of things. So he brings the box in, and I'm pulling out, you know, a fake plant and a little purse and a couple of tops that they can play in. And it's like, okay, at the bottom of the box is full of socks. And just really nice socks and all the colors I would choose if I were buying socks. So I just praised him right then. And I pulled the socks off that had holes in them, and I threw them away, and I put these nice, very nice socks of the exact same color on. So I was just overwhelmed that God just met me right where I was at. And it was so small, and if I still had holes in my socks, that's fine, because I'm fine, but he just met me right where I was at, and it made me realize that I can do this, and I don't have to know what everything is going on. So there's my sock story.